Let's go, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special episode of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. It is episode 359. And hot damn, we got some stuff to talk about, some stuff to show off, and someone to introduce. What should we do first? Should we pay the bills first and get all that out of the way, and then we'll...
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your king of paintball, Thomas Castle, and I am here to remind you that DEF CON paintball gear is still the number one gear site on the internet. And why is that, you ask? Because let me tell you, our promo code is the best as well. It's Big Daddy G, and he is what makes DEF CON products so fucking awesome. The man is a consummate professional of service. His selection is second to none. And again, the promo code Big Daddy G will get you 10% off almost anything on that website, unless Big Daddy G says no. And when Big Daddy G says no, it's all she wrote, boys. And our next on the list is Atlantica Outdoor Recreation Center. I'm looking forward to getting back out there, AQUAP, because baby, I need some more paintball.
Mm-hmm.
I just need a little more. You're good. You have a new adventure. That's awesome. So definitely need to get out to Atlantica again and go visit those boys. I have been speaking to the Gas Man, and again, Moncton Paintballs, it's going to start rolling here soon, guys. It's a little wet right now, but pretty soon you can go back to Moncton Paintball, check out the city of Mag Hill, and of course, the King's Forest, where you can dare to hunt a king's deer or your king. And then finally, the Rip Kings, my king, my boy, Mr. Mike, and his friend, Big Black Sam, will hook you up with some kick-ass glassware. They've got papers, they've got blunts, they got bongs, they've got pipes, they've got your vapes, they've got atomizers, vaporizers, whatever you can think of. And to get some sort of discount, you walk in and tell them the king sent you. And they'll hook you up with some good shit. And finally, last but most certainly not least, you can use the promo code NightmarePB and get yourself something from somewhere. Something about G Fuel. I don't know.
No G Fuel. This place, we got rain.
We're not sponsored by G Fuel. We're not sponsored by rain either, but we are fucking powered by rain and C4.
Yes, we are. Okay. First of all, topic for tonight, what we're going to be talking about in a few minutes and a little bit is why do you play MegFed? Why do you play MegFed paintball? What is it about it that draws you in? That's what we're going to talk about. I've got my reasons. The king over here's got his reasons. Which way am I pointing? That way. And I'm sure everyone listening and watching has their reasons. So put it in the comments. Love to hear it. We want to know. We're going to talk about it because there's all sorts of different whys and reasons for playing MegFed paintball. And I love the variety that's there. Before we do that, though, we do need to introduce, because introduce a new intern, a new future co-host of the Maritime Paintball Podcast.
My time is clearly limited.
And so,
the fuck out. Shall introduce the princess of paintball.
Yes. And I'm getting a shirt made.
Princess. And we also have two princes of paintball too. We have two. Oh shit. We got to get some spin doctors in here.
This. Whoop. My microphone's in the way.
Push that shit out of the way. We don't want to see that microphone. Boo! Yay! That's a real baby.
This
from Canada
is Maya Odell. I'm a dad.
Ah. All hail the princess.
This is the princess.
All hail the princess.
Look at
her.
She's
very beautiful. We are very happy to have her here. She's got two princes to guard her.
Oh yes.
She's got the Starman and Big Bad G.
Oh,
so,
yes. I've already promised this little thing that I will burn the world to the ground for her.
It's the right answer.
Mm-hmm. So,
and she's that is the right
days,
answer.
3 days old. She's 3 days old right now.
You are vibrating and it's adorable.
Okay. Here. Hand her back to
her. Here.
Beautiful
take
mother.
This. Dick Queen.
Yes. So my beautiful baby girl was born
on
healthy.
Being able to come.
Yes. So happy she was. So
she is.
Yes.
She's gorgeous. I'm a smart ass and I'm a prick. Beautiful. I was tickled pink when I got those messages, and we'll post the picture of Brad in his facial gown, because
yeah.
De Queen on this side thought that shit was funny. She's like, oh my God.
Yeah. So it turns out that hospital beard nets, are not
your thing.
Yeah, but they're also not equipped for my beard.
Fold.
I should have put a tie in it and then folded over itself and then put another tie, and then I would have had like this little nub of a beard rather than this luxurious mane.
That luxurious mane. That one day you're gonna shave that shit and traumatize your kid.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Probably. Okay. So that was like the really important thing. We still want to know, guys, in the comments, please, if you play MagFed paintball, we want to know why. Why do you play MagFed? And this isn't like an argument thing. I just don't want to see the variety and the reasons, because there's a lot of different reasons to play MagFed paintball. I guess we'll do the package from General Paintball Museum. What do you think? We'll do that one next.
Oh gosh. Yes. Because there are multiple packages from General yes. Paintball that have been floating through USPS. Mine should be here next week, so it'll be ready to go. But, Brad got some goodies.
Brad got some goodies. And Brad's already, most of these goodies are going to go to Tom.
I love his face!
because while I truly appreciate these, I really do, I believe that Tom appreciates them on a different level than I can. Let's get the first one out of the way. We're talking proper old school sweat bandana made from a sponge.
That's epic.
It feels like it's made epic. Out of a, this got me thinking though, because it feels like it's made out of a ShamWow. And then I got thinking, I was like, wait a minute, why don't we use a ShamWow? They're super absorbent, right? So there was that was in the package.
Because ShamWow Vince would come out and beat you like a hooker. That's why.
I thought he was. No, it's Billy. No, Billy Mays is the dead one.
Billy Mays is dead.
We got.
With a special TV offer.
So, like I said, this is from General Paintball Museum. So, very, thank you. Kenny was on the show not too long ago. Unfortunately, an ice storm kind of fucked with everything. But check out this.
We're going to have him back.
You can tell I'm used to my camera being over here, right? Check out this old school Velcro patch. That's cool. Like, it's all stitched. I love that. It's not PVC.
Oh, nice.
All that's the sexy. Stickers, honestly, all the stickers.
I'm running out of room on my vest for all my dope ass.
We got
all my patches.
We got another big stick, General Paintball Museum sticker. So of course, love for that. The... General Paintball button.
Nice.
Gel Blaster keychain.
Ooh, cool.
With gelblaster.com on the back, if you ever kind of wondering where to go. All the stickers. Oh my God, the stickers.
I'm thinking I have an idea for all those stickers.
Yeah.
We had talked about something, but I think what I'm going to have to do is something with this. And I think I'm going to put it, I'm just going to do the same thing. I'm just going to have a big fucking wall and then I can move it. I can't do it because I've got my Enterprise here. So I have to.
You have to figure that one out.
I could reverse it. Have a reversible poster.
Ultra Silk inside. So Ultra Silk is the lube. This one here, this is, I'm not familiar with this one. Trinity. Hustle till you die. I'm not familiar with that one. Exalt.
Nice.
GOG. Gen X Global.
Cool.
And a legend. Tim Montresor.
Oh, cool.
And... to put it all in a plastic Titman bag.
Oh, that's so cool. That's
right?
Awesome.
So, and what this definitely is going to Tom, because Tom will appreciate this more than I will. A Titman pneumatics pin.
Yes. Right on my vest.
So the Titman stuff is
mostly
definitely
so
going
I can
to
go
you.
See the Titman guys.
That's all going. That's most of that's going to you. Cause I think that it would be better loved with you.
Oh, that Titman bag. I don't even have the heart to use that Titman bag. I think I'm going to probably hang that someplace because it's just old logos make me so happy, especially like 80s, 90s logos have just this way about them.
Yep. So
hello, look at all these sexy people. I haven't said hello, my God.
Oh, we
haven't. Ben, nice to see you, buddy. Jaden, dope. Nice to have you here tonight. Ben Tolan, you are dead sexy. Like I said, it's nice to have you. I shouldn't call you sexy. You're underage, so you're just awesome. Josh Estrada from the West Coast. I always appreciate when Josh comes here, mostly because I get pissed off because he's out west and I can't go there. Jesse Bernard, nice to see you, pal. Who else we got? I see Patrick, the Magooey himself.
Jared Lavoie.
Oh, nice. Awesome. It is just deadly sexy to have you guys here tonight.
Now,
I've seen a good answer, MagFed, because honestly, mostly love being in the woods and playing COD. I'm not going to lie. They kind of sold me on MagFed the first time, being like, it's like Call of Duty because you have magazines. I'm like,
okay.
It kind of looks cool.
Right?
A hopper is a hopper, and you... I like it. That's a great.
There's nothing wrong with the cool factor of the mags, right? Like some people, it's like I just like the mags. I like the mags, right? And your reason could change over time. My reason to play MagFed actually changed over time, and I'll go into my reason right after I open this next package, which is already open because I had to put it together. But
well, also it kind of works with our conversation. It really tonight.
Does. It does. So for those that don't know, just a small backstory of why this package is here. For those that don't know, over the winter, my T-15 and other pieces of gear were stolen out of my car. So I lost the majority of my MagFed kit. Luckily, a bunch of my mags were not taken. But the T-15 itself, a peanut tank, and a couple other pieces of kit were taken, which sucked because that T-15 was a gift. So a friend of mine heard about it. Friend Chad Bob, he heard about it. He was just like, damn, dude, he's like, let's work something out here. And he shipped me a Scout and an FSC. So it's not free. He didn't gift it to me. It's not, this isn't,
you
like,
got a fucking FSC too.
Wait till you see it, bud. And the he's helping me out because the way he said it is he would rather see it go into my hands where he knows it'll be loved. And I've always been kind of intrigued by the Scout. I love the idea. I've never had a bolt action paintball gun. I've had a pump. The bolt action kind of intrigues me. At the same time, it's kind of like, but why?
It's intimidating.
It's a little intimidating. So anyways, let's pop this out and let's take a quick look, shall we? One second. Look at this.
And that marvelous orange cat behind you.
Yes.
I love him.
So the Scout, obviously missing its tank and whatnot, right? So, it's beautiful, isn't it? She's beauty.
That
She's
is beaut. Fucking
right?
Sick.
She's a beaut. So, beautiful marker.
That is...
Labco rifle barrel. First strike rifle barrel. So, I'm going to run this thing at D-Day. I've talked to the people in charge and I'm already been cleared for first strikes. So we'll see how the day goes. It's going to be interesting. Now, this was really cool. This was like the main piece, right? This was the Scout. This is the important bit that was coming. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm super pumped for it. I'm excited for it. It is a little strange because I'm used to firing bolt action rifles, like actual real steel. So there's a little bit more of a draw on that bolt. On a traditional, like maybe like a 30, like a 308, you'd have a longer draw, right? So
yeah,
that little one, not so, it's a little strange. Jennifer Montressor's in the chat. It's going to be frustrating in the beginning. Absolutely. I'm going to get lots of practice in it before I hit D-Day. So I've got that. So the Scout came in. Beautiful. Love it. Can't wait to play with it. So much fun.
That thing looks sick, and that looks like it's going to be an absolute blast.
He also told me, he's like, yeah, I'm also going to send you an FSC with a bunch of mags. And I was like, holy shit, dude. Okay, awesome. What he didn't tell me was this. That the FSC, as soon as I get it to work, because I'm still trying to figure this mechanism out, came with a body kit. How cool is this little kit?
Oh my Well, you're going to go knock over a 7-Eleven, and I'm jealous.
And, to top it all off, come on, let go. Of course, I'm still learning how to use the marker, so don't judge me harshly.
Not at all. I can't. It's that sick. That is sick.
Right?
Looks like a nicer... I've never used an FSC.
Neither have I. Honestly, these are all new to me.
It looks like a nicer version of the PPQ I had.
Except probably a little more rugged. I don't know how to get the barrel off. I'll have to figure
don't break
out.
It.
Anyways.
Oh my God, that looks so cool.
I was going to show you. I'm going to bring the mic back up. I was going to show you. It's a Nemesis barrel on the FSC. It's a Nemesis. So the FSC technically has a better barrel than the T15. How good is that?
So
right?
what you're telling me is you owe that beautiful little child over there to Chad Bob.
Yes.
Oh yeah. I would say.
See if I can get the fucking barrel out of it. I don't know how to do it. Apparently I don't know how to use the marker yet. So but I've only owned it for all of like 30 minutes. So bear with me.
Oh man, and it's Easter weekend. See, now I have to look just out of curiosity.
Also,
see. I hear clunk back there.
Okay. So it's just a big fuck you shroud for the FSC.
Dude, that's a Judge Dredd shroud.
It really is.
It basically looks like the Judge Dredd shroud. That's sick. Oh, I can't wait to try that thing.
Two more different.
You keep your bolt action. I want to play with that thing.
Right? Stock T15 barrel. And just a pile of mags. So.
I'm going to be running the. I can't really say it's mine. I can run the loaned T15 that I've got, which I'm stoked to use because the paint at D-Day last year was solid.
Oh, so good.
And it was good last year. So. Knock on wood, it's as good this year so that I can slap the old round ball into that and I can fire that and play with that T15 or the machine, whatever I'm putting first strikes in, that's what I'm going to use the T15 for. I've already said I'm not putting no round ball on that thing again. No.
In what?
In the T15 that the Reverend loaned us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that Brother Darren hooked me up with. That is never going to... I tried round ball in it, and I was so irritated, but I loved how easy it was to just whoop and then clean out. Like, I was laughing at Kevin and them who were stripping it all down. I'm like, you guys are doing too much work. Like, you don't need to do all that. Just whoop, clean it out. Make sure the mags are good, and you're ready to rock and roll.
Yes.
So... But no, I have a suspicion, kind of where's that suspicion that even though like everything with Tippmann, it is the Tippmann challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So your king is going to run Tippmann at the Tippmann challenge.
That only seems appropriate.
Because I love my shocker, but to me, the Tippmann is the day where you're going to run your Tippmanns.
Yep.
I'm not going to bother bringing my TCR or TM, my TCR, what the fuck? My TMC. I'm not packing heavy, man. Like A5, 98.
Classics, man. Classics. Yep. Why use it?
And my Tip-X. And my Tip-X.
I am frustrated with this marker. I can't get the barrel out. I've also cut myself on it. It's officially mine.
The good doc. Oh, yeah. Make sure you wipe some blood on it. The good doctor. It's nice to have you here tonight, buddy.
So
it is.
That's
a good Thursday
what,
night. That's
what came in the mail
so
for me.
Awesome. I mean, is it more awesome than your firstborn child?
No.
No.
Is it close?
Is it as... Yes.
It's gonna be a ton of fun. I'm gonna have a blast running this FSC. Especially like at D-Day, just in general, honestly, like, cause it's got the remote line hooked up to it, right? Too. So, I can run a remote to it if I want to run a tiny tank, like the 15 CI, that'd be perfect for that.
I see so many. Yes. The 15 CI is exactly what you run off that.
Mm-hmm.
That's, if I was running it, if I'd be running the 15 CI for my my Tipex. Like, yep. That's what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to run my remote line to my Tipex, and I'm just going to run a 15 CI to it. That's all I need it for. As long as I'm not being chased down by Congo, I'm okay. Have you been watching the videos that those guys have been posting?
No, I haven't been keeping up on it.
Oh, man. Nico and Congo and the NFT boys are posting some hilarious stuff. It's not safe for work.
Ha ha! Figured it out.
And yes, it is a cat stream, Doc. He is magnificent. I've never even met him, and I know he's magnificent. And I don't have to chase mine out of the room.
Look at that. She's a nemesis. Mm. You can't see it, but it says nemesis.
That's like 3 hours cold and delicious.
Beauty. So, yeah.
You did miss the part where we talked about Brad's package. His package and package delivery and package receival kind of all came to the it's all in one conversation.
Yes.
But it's okay, dude. It's okay, Neb, because he's got the goods not too far from him. Neb missed it. We could tell him to rewind.
Or hold
we
on. I need her.
The most important. There was a very important package. He wants to hold his baby. Unless she's attached.
Nope.
Is she attached? Not right
now. She was topped up.
Oh, good. Good. Fun story about that. And it's my father, who I adore. Oh, hold on. Worship. Mm-hmm. All hail the princess.
Whoop. She's gone totally horizontal.
Awesome. Wait till you see like the amazing like core strength that she has when she starts like going rip and just like lifting her legs.
She's like, already like trying to change a diaper and she's just like kicking a leg out. And she's like, nah, bro. She's like, I am 7 pounds of fury right now.
Yeah. I've said this before about people. When you have a kid, some people, you get what you deserve. Brad deserves to have, he's got an awesome stepson, but he deserved to have a daughter because that's just breaking a cycle of like,
mm-hmm. Especially because mom had three boys, dad had a boy in his second marriage. Like it's the Odell, there's not a lot of girls in the Odell line. So now there's one, she has three cousins. They're my uncle's kids. So that'd be cousins. But yeah,
so that was the most important package that came this week.
Yes. And then my T15 Scout, my baller FSC, like I can't, when I opened up the package, I was like, all right, sweet. The Scout, I can't wait. I'm super pumped. And then when this thing came out, except there's a piece that kind of like, but when this came out, like, bruh, how can I not? Right? Like it's just.
Yeah, I'm pretty well doing the same thing, Neb. I'm making that phone call and being like, so, we're doing something about this. I am not.
Go to the doctor. One and done, I can't baby. Be one trusted. You need to intervene.
Oh, God, yeah, that's like 100% what it is, dude. I can't be trusted. Like, Jayden, no, fix this.
Jayden wants to know, do I think my daughter is going to be a future paintball player? Yeah.
She wants.
I'm going to introduce her to it. See what happens.
I've introduced the Starman, and nope, not
that could change in a year, bit. In 2 years. You never oh God, know, right? Yeah.
He loves coming to the field. He loves walking the field. But one time, and this is still, and you know, my biggest pet peeve in paintball. Mm-hmm. Do not put your marker on the deck ever. Ever. The deck being the ground is the only Navy thing I know. It's the only thing I've ever been told by Navy guys is that the ground is called the deck.
Yeah, hit the deck.
No matter where you are, hit the deck. Don't put your gun on the deck. And the reason I say that is because you could step on it. It water's on the ground. Shit's on the ground. You don't put your marker on the ground. It's a tool. You carpenters don't lay their hammers in the grass. They put it on something. Mm-hmm. Plasterers put their hawk and trowel on a table. That's how it's done. And on top of that, sometimes four-year-olds will walk over, grab a hold of that sucker, and pull the trigger a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, the couple times it did happen, the markers had barrel bags because it was responsible players, at the very least, that had barrel bags on. After that, he was kind of like, I don't touch Papa's paintball gun. I don't touch. Like,
yeah.
Well, probably shouldn't be touching them anyways. That's why they're put away. But he's been a little bit, I hate to use the term gun shy, but
he's gun shy.
A little bit. We're going to break him in. He loves Nerf, though. So, I mean, that's a good step.
He just got to work his way up, right? Please put your pods and Tiberius mags in the grass at fields for me, though, says Neb. Neb, that's how Neb gets his gear. He gets it out of the, he gets his gear like he's hunting Pokemon. Just runs through tall grass and finds stuff.
I'm not mad. Right? I do the same thing. I used to golf. You know how many golf balls I used to pick up?
Right? Yeah. You find a type, if I find a T15 mag, you know, you kind of hold it up and just be like, hey, is anybody missing a T15 mag? No? All right. And then,
I really want to try a Tiberius. I still want to try the one at Hillsborough.
The FSC is basically a redone Tiberius 8.
Like, it's a big marker. It like, it's like, the size of a Tipex. Like, yeah, it's not much like, smaller.
It's still got, it uses basic, almost the same mags.
Oh, I love the CO2 right in the mag. So, like, I'm a sucker for that.
Thing is that they added a curve to the trigger, and they just shrunk the engine inside. That's all they did. Other than that, it's basically the same gun. So you can
semi.
Yep.
That one. I'm assuming that's semi.
Yeah.
But that foregrip, it shouldn't be semi.
I know it, you can't make them full auto. The FSCs can't go full auto.
That's probably a good idea.
Yes, you've only got 8 rounds.
Let's be honest.
So, you don't want that going.
It's all right. We're going to test that. You're going to test that out on me. Tattoo inspired. Getting myself a tattoo inspired.
I think
tattoo.
He means paintball.
A paintball inspired tattoo.
Should do a tattoo of Tom all geared up. Yes.
No. 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 No, no, no. No. Don't tattoo me on your body. You will not listen. No. No. Get a, if you want, get a crown. Like, I got no problem with a crown. A crown is awesome. Everybody get a crown, could be anybody, but.
So.
But there are some dope, there actually, if you want to be inspired to put a paintball or tattoo a paintball on your body, look at Wolf when he's all geared out. Like, the man just looks like he's going to whoop your ass all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like DLC from a Call of Duty game. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it looks like a bonus skin. Joshua Strata, MagFit players make me use up my paintballs in one game. I'm not sure how or why. Is it that they're squirrely and they're hard to hit? Or is what? I don't know.
Neb's 8.1 been going since 09. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I sent the trigger spring into orbit.
A cyclone ratchet spring and some needle nose pliers. Wow.
And safe from Wolf as long as you're not in the parking
there's
lot.
The joke.
Yeah.
Dude, I've seen, yeah, but he could get you from the parking lot.
Probably.
That's, shoot.
That's one thing I'm excited about this FSC too, is like, it's a tiny, it's small, right? It's tiny, it's compact, but it's First Strike capable. So like, because it's made by First Strike. So, you know, it's going to shoot First Strikes. It's just kind of a dope little kit. Like to,
it is really neat, you know, looking. I'm
like the T15 is going to be like the scout's going to be good for like I'm going to put a scope on it. Oh, excuse me. Well, that was horribly unprofessional. I'm going to put a scope on it. I'm going to put and not a high end scope. I'm going to.
Oh well, we talked about this.
We talked about the
scope, the suppressor,
yeah,
the we've already got your. Your dangly bits.
Yeah, the keychain.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We are going to pimp this ride.
Yeah, this thing is gonna it's gonna look like a reject from Borderlands game.
It's gonna be the bug it's Bugaloo 2.
Yes.
Two Bugaloo for you, as it were.
Two Bugaloo for you. So, but the,
is that what you, are you going with that again this year? You're going to go with like a nice flower print?
I don't know yet. I don't know. Cause I seen a photo of me in my jersey and my new pants and my headband. And I was just like, I look tasty. So,
I spoke to our friend, the Canadian cunt.
Yes.
And she found something for me.
Oh,
so.
Okay,
it's the right color, baby. I'm pumped.
That's the other thing too. Is I kind of want to rock the Canadian. I want to rock the Canadian cunt headband. I want to do.
Excuse me.
There's a
one for one.
There's a.
And thank you, Greg. I trying to contain like the hair, because I look like a fool because I just got off work, but everything else is like gross and sweaty, and I'm like, what's not gross and sweaty? Ah.
I'm thinking I might like D-Day is going to be jersey and paintball pants, for sure. I think because I'm emceeing the event, I kind of want to look a little bit more like a paintballer.
A paintballer.
Also, you can't have a very supposed to be tactical paintball marker decked out with the least tactical shit on it and then wear a bunch of tactical gear. I have to be as bright as the marker. And then PRZ, if we can get to Honey Badger.
Well, I forgot to tell you, is Honey Badger Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday,
isn't it? So,
because last time we drove up Saturday, Friday, spent the night, played, spent the night, went home.
So, on Sunday, on the way home, there's a concert that I think we have to go to. We're going to be sore. We're going to be miserable. But I don't think I can pass up seeing Green Day.
I'll have to look into the funds on that one.
I will find a way. I will beg, borrow, or probably steal. I will find a way. But they're the last one. Of all the bands. Oh, thank you, Marky. That'd be sweet. And Ben, I got this from the Rhino at NFT. I don't think Brad is excited about that. He doesn't look like he's excited to go see Green Day.
I'll
roofie him and leave him in the frickin' car.
I'll go see Green Day. What I'm wondering is if I can make it work money wise with the whole not working full time.
True.
And the cost of tickets lately have been.
Honestly, the tickets aren't that expensive because it's Festival d'été. So it's like 10 days of bands, but I don't care. I think it's like 100 or 120 bucks for a ticket. I don't give a shit. I will find a way
Way better than I was expecting.
I won't pay that much.
$600-$700.
No, because it's an open concert. It's dope. Festival d'été is wicked. I saw Rammstein there in like 2010. It's like banging. And in 1993, all of the greatest pop punk bands that I grew up listening to came out. I was that age. So like Green Day, MXPX, NoFX, Lagwagon. I've seen them all.
Nice.
Except for Green Day.
Okay.
And Green Day is the one that, and honestly, Green Day is the one that really started it all, because 94, man, that's Dookie. That's an amazing album. Everybody loves it. So
Marky is asking, Mark is just giving shit away. Holy shit, boy.
I will wear
whatever
is said to him. Not miss the part of these shows where I said I'm a whore. Because I am.
He'll wear whatever you send him. Doesn't matter what it is.
Gerald, those are some bands I haven't heard of in some years. I recommend going back and listening to any one of those sophomore albums. So you got Punk and Drublick, NoFX, Pokin' At You by MXPX. Out Come the Wolves by Rancid, which has got, I completely forgot.
You know what came on my Spotify the other day, and I was just sort of like transported back, was The Transplants.
Oh, nice.
Like, I was just like, oh, I have to go back. I have to go deeper. Like, Pennywise. Pennywise was actually one of the first punk bands I ever heard. Basically, my neighbor Weezer. Weezer's good. I like Weezer.
I like Weezer.
But like, my neighbor was like, bro, you got to hear this song. And it was Pennywise is a Fuck Authority.
Oh.
Like, at the classic, right? Like, a classic, like, intro to punk, right?
That's a great... Ultimate rental? I can be the ultimate rental.
Tape can fix that. Done. No, I'm just kidding. Falling in Reverse.
Ooh.
I've heard of them.
Very good, very good.
Y'all still doing the Spotify playlist? We are. Hold on. Give me a second. We're going to drop. While we're talking about music, let's drop that in the chat, shall we, folks? And eventually we will get back to the whole topic of the show about, like, why do you play Bagfed, which we still want to know. So if you got it in the comments, drop it.
Yeah, man.
While I try and load up Spotify here, while my computer kind of has a conniption fit. I did a lot of weird settings to my computer today, so I'm glad it works. So.
I am sorry. I'm sending Marky a message.
That's okay. I'm burping into the microphone and trying to fire up Spotify.
Again? That's all right. I cough. That's all good. You animal.
Oops. Spotify is not responding. All right. Cool. We know how to fix that, don't we? Where are you?
If it's yellow, if it's bright, if it's gaudy, that's what I want. I want something that when people see me walking through the woods and I'm screaming yo ho ho and a bottle of fuck you, I want them to see me coming. I want them to know I'm coming, because what I'm going to have, hopefully the next time we're on the show, is going to make it real fucking clear you don't want to be in front of me. You want to be behind me. Shooting with me.
Cool. Because Spotify's broken. That's a bit of a shame.
It's your Spotify is broken?
Yeah. It doesn't want to boot or load. It just doesn't want to
throw me the
hold on.
Oh, and you can't throw the link up because you don't have it right there.
Yeah, I can't just get it up. I can't get it up.
Yes, you can. The evidence is right.
I was gonna say I just had the evidence there. In my hand.
That way.
Oh, here we go. I got it. Also, hey, snickering back here.
I'm the happiest
in a gallery.
Hey, man, have a good night. Have a good night, Josh. Drive safe, walk safe. Don't take Skittles from strangers. And maybe grade, if you have a stoner in your class, do a solid for your king. Be a little lenient on him. Unless he's an arsehole.
Yeah, if he's an arsehole, just
no mercy.
Give him the gears.
Jaden, I'd be crazy coming through that field. I've showed that yo ho ho video with the slingshot to so many people, and everyone's just like,
"It's funny, man."
It is, and I'm so not used to that. I never watch myself. I don't go back and listen to these, and I do not go and watch them. I can't do that. I have friends that can listen to themselves. I'm like, mm-mm.
I have a hard time going back. Like, it's funny because it's like one of the. There we go. Invite collaborators. There we go. I'm gonna drop a link in the chat here in a second, there, folks. The one of the main things about like growing a podcast that there a lot there's always like kind of talked about is like go back and listen to your show and see what you can improve on. I'm like, I don't wanna.
Nope.
So. Okay, I can drop the link on the Facebook page, but that's it. Bah. There we go. Because it doesn't want to work on desktop side. So if you got some songs, drop them in the drop them there for us. And yeah, absolutely. I want to go. I'm gonna go listen back to some old Lagwagon.
And you want? Hang on. Can't believe I've forgotten the name of the album, and I'm ashamed of myself.
There's a particular song by Lagwagon that is just on the tip of my tongue, and I cannot think of the name of it. And I know I'll know it when I hear it, but I gotta go looking for it.
It's the worst, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You feel like Trashed, 1994 Trashed, and the song you are thinking of, that you're thinking of, that I'm, is Going South. Oh my,
I think that's the one.
Yeah. I love this, man. I've seen them a couple times.
And
I sat under a tree in Montebello And I watched Lagwagon. I saw Cypress Hill, Primus.
Ooh, Primus.
Primus was wild.
I bet.
He came on right after Cypress Hill, and that was hilarious. Because as soon as the hill started, you just watched a plume of smoke like I've never seen. And trust me, I've been in some plumes of smoke. These guys were going hard, and it was amazing.
I can only imagine. That would be a good show.
Weona had a big brown beaver. He did play it, of course. I don't know how to do that.
My name is Mud.
I have no control over anything. I'm like in my little box.
Yeah, I'm here. The one who has control over that stuff. I can pop stuff up on the screen and stuff.
Send him, send it to him, and he'll pop it up on the screen. I have chosen number three because it does match me, and I can't wear white. I have way too much body hair. White is just not my friend. Wet t-shirt contests are like the shit of nightmares. Mm-mm.
Or somebody's dream. I don't know. I got nothing.
Thanks you. Thank you. I appreciate you trying at least. Like, I know you got my back there, homie.
Hey man, I used to party at some clubs where like they didn't care what you looked like. As long as you were confident and having fun, you were sexy. So
man, I am so going to listen to Trashed after. It's such a good album. Going South is, there's going to be, because I haven't added, as you've noticed, I have not added anything to our playlist yet.
Yet.
It's okay. Yeah, I've not done it.
It's coming.
I wait usually because, well, take a look at it though. Bite me. I am not logging in on my computer when I can just, yeah.
So we should at least try a little bit for this episode to at least talk a little bit about the Megfit people. We did have
we had some good answers. We just are real big fish. Yes, I'm
just
sorry.
We're both very excited about everything. My god, this is fucking rigid for being 3D printed. Holy shit, Chad, you know what you're doing.
Chad Bob's the man. So why did we get into MagFed? It's just cool,
right? That's how most people get into it. It's just, it's fucking cool.
It's so cool. Look at this thing. Poop. Now shoot to the back. And it's the first time you're in a fight and you and the other guy go click.
And it's who can reload the mag faster
or who can dive, who can do something.
Yeah.
I've had some of my best, which are two buddies there, or your three buddies from Halifax, that we lost third place against at the Met, at the CMC the first time.
The Handsome Devils.
When we met, because they were handsome, but we popped, and I had that place cracking up, losing their minds, laughing from chirping this guy, and my team was pissed, but it was both of us popped, and we both shot each other, and I went, "You're hit," and he looked down, and he goes, "Years broke," and I went,
"Oh,
I can't even be mad." Because the doc gets it, style wins.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I
don't care if I lose, but if I look good doing it, then I've done something right.
I started playing MagFit back with, hopefully somebody in the chat remembers this, but back in the day, back before MCS was MCS, they were called RAP4, Real Action Paintball. Right? RAP4.
Oh yeah, I've heard of RAP4.
So RAP4 put out the Takamo MagFed conversion kit prototype for the A5.
Which you can still buy today.
I bought it, and when I paid for it, it was still in development stages. It was behind schedule for a year and a half and just showed up.
That happens. But still, it's a cool piece of kit.
Yeah. And it showed up, but it was didn't matter to me. I was like, this is so cool. This is dope. Playing with it, MagFed, it was awesome, right? I was having a blast. I was having a fucking riot playing with it. It didn't work for shit because this was like the very, very first one. It had round collar mags. The mags didn't load well. The gun jammed a lot. It was just gross.
But was it
ever fucking awesome. Fun? Ugliest Sin too. Oh my god, Ugliest Sin. but it was great. But I continued to play MagFed. And then I bought a TGR2.
Hello there, Daniel.
Which did... Hey, Dan. You missed all the cool news. I've got new paintball gear. I've got a daughter now. So I had the TGR2, and I was playing with that. And I was like, this is fucking neat. This is an actual functioning MagFed gun. I was like, this is super cool. And then... I went through all of them. I had an M17, got rid of it. Got a 4.68, got rid of it. And then I got the T15, I kept it, got stolen. Now I have another T15, so booyah. And it was just like kind of just crazy, right? But I kept, and then I've kind of went away from MagFed a little bit. Played a lot more speedball, got the mini, played a lot more rec, more woods ball, less MagFed. Because it was just, I was enjoying that a bit more. And then I started shooting first strikes and I was back into MagFed.
That'll do it.
Right. So now
that'll do it.
So I started because it was cool. It was neat. It was new. It was weird. I wanted to do it. It was awesome. It was badass. And now I play MagFed because I have MagFed gives me access to first strike rounds. First strike rounds give me the opportunity and the option to do things that regular paintball guns can't do. But the comments are flying by. Jaden, what the heck? I recently went to one of my friend's parties. It was literally a shit show. One of my friends was outside drunk playing with bricks. My friends started...
saying he was playing Minecraft.
And then after the party, we would say, one broken window and a stair railingly...
that's a great party.
Ben, I don't play MagFed. You had a
4.68 and sold it.
I did. I had a 4.68 and I got rid of it.
I didn't know you had a 4.68.
Ages ago. I actually traded the 4.68 for...
Heather, it's all good. Business is business. Family's family. Like, shit happens. Don't even worry about it. I'm surprised Brad even showed up tonight. I even told him, I'm like, you literally have a new kid. He's like, I gotta go show it off. I'm
okay,
like,
yeah, right. I want to show the baby off. So I did.
I keep calling her it, but that's because it's habit.
Yeah, that's fine. Ben, I don't play MagFed personally, but if I did, it would be for the realism factor because reloading a mag into a marker just looks cool. Yes, it is very cool. The realism, not so much, but it is cool. It's real
that rush at PRZ. Let me tell you, that's real. It might be paint coming at you, but in a building, paint flies awful friggin' straight. And a first strike or a paintball, they both will wake you up and startle the hell out of you when you're walking through that building. So yeah.
I'm loving the way the comments are going here. We've got Daniel Weber, never shot or even seen a first strike. Paul Rudick, of course it's Paul, shoot once, hit once. Daniel Rubber, they really game changing? Paul ish. The cool thing about, okay, here's the thing. So, Dan, I'll explain this to you. You got a really well tuned speedball marker. You know, at the distance of a, let's say, a standard paintball field, like speedball field, right? You could easily hit a target. You know, you could put rounds on, say, like a large dinner plate. Well, right, easy, bop 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 bop, right? Probably 8 out of 10 rounds, 7 out of 10 rounds are going to hit that dinner plate, right? Maybe more if you've really got a tune, you really got it sized properly. First strike rounds, it's honestly going to be 9 out of 10, if not 10 out of 10, are going to hit that dinner plate. Like, you're not going to be shooting through 2-inch gaps, you're not going to be pulling like some elite marksman stuff, but it is probably going to go where you wanted it to go, right? So that's the fun part about the first strike. Also, they just travel further. That's one of the big advantages to the first strike is that they do go further. So, yeah, it's wild. And Heather, yes, we will get you on next week. Absolutely.
It'd be amazing.
Yes. They travel about, I'd say about 20 to 30% further. So what's really cool is that the speedballers, they've got the accuracy through volume, right? So they could send a ton of paint your way, but as long as you stay calm and you kind of keep the distance, you can kind of sit there and just like know that the paint's not going to hit you. Or it might not. It's probably going to bounce if it does. And then if you take your time with your first strike, you could send one round, maybe two, and hit them.
Yeah, that's real. That is super insulting, too. I've always found it like a guy sitting there with the first strike and just goes and waits and waits and then pop.
Yeah. Now, the disadvantage to the first strike rounds is that typically they're being fired from MagFed marker, right? Actually, they're always being fired from a MagFed marker.
Yeah, I don't want to think about anything them coming out of anything but a MagFed
marker. Yeah, so they're coming out of a MagFed marker, which means if you can close the gap, if you can close that distance, if you can get to, you know, if you can get to that 50, 60 foot range, then it becomes a more of an even playing field. They're less.
They're not that scary at 50, 60 feet.
No.
They're really not.
No.
They don't hurt any more.
Yeah.
They don't.
And they're waterproof. That is a huge thing. First strike rounds are waterproof.
Okay. Okay. That's.
So humidity does not affect them.
Yeah. No warping. Like. So,
They're expensive as hell compared to a standard paintball, but you need far less of them. Yeah, they're made of polystyrene rather than propylene ethyl glycol. I forget what they're called.
That sound that they make. Oh, buddy.
And the whistling. Yes. And Marky, I know what you're saying. These first strike players are a joke. They sit in the bushes thinking they're snipers for an extra 15 feet. I'm with
Marky.
You.
Marky's ready to just go yeah, burn Marky's down. Just angry. Burn down T5, burn down first strike town.
Right? I get it. I totally do that. Some of the guys who shoot first strike rounds kind of lean a little too heavy on that, and they kind of zero in on their scope and they kind of lose situational awareness and they kind of forget what they're doing and they can be easily snuck up on.
Well, again, we've talked about that game where, wait a second, that's SAR-12. Yeah, he's shooting a bolt action. And I ran straight at him. I'm like, he can only get one shot off.
Yeah, that's just it, right? However, yeah. If you play a game like PRZ's Operation Honey Badger, where 95% of the players are all using first strike rounds, it just becomes a different game because it's everything's at a further engagement. Everything's a little bit more accurate. And because everybody's running first strikes and you've got people running full mags, semi and full auto.
Darren got a taste of me with a T15. With a mag full of first strikes, and I was just
right.
I shot him a lot.
That's the thing. And if you take that sniper role out, and you just have somebody who is bobbing and weaving and moving from bunker to bunker, and they're shooting first strike rounds, and they're not counting money in their head, and they're not worried about the costs, and they're just sending paint super accurate. That's when those first strike rounds become super advantageous, where it's just like, you're shooting round ball, I'm shooting first strikes. We're at a distance where a paintball is almost as accurate as a first strike, but it's not. And that's where it's like that little extra accuracy can really come in handy. And I think that's where the first strikes are really fun to play with, especially when you get a lot of them whistling over your head back and forth.
Oh, dude.
It's just a ton of fun. Not one better than the other. You know what I mean? I've wrecked some first strike players with my mini. Running round ball. It's just a matter of how you play, honestly. That's first strike rounds are honestly the reason I play MagFed. If it wasn't for first strike rounds, I don't know if I would play MagFed.
Having gone both ways in terms of using a marker that's only should be used with first strikes and one that you can use round ball on any tipman that doesn't use round ball. Oh God, a drum mag FSR. That sounds hot.
They exist.
That sounds like something.
Milsig made it. It's called the Tempest.
Oh!
It holds 30. Oh. It holds 32 first strike rounds.
I think I had one of those from, I think Snake has a couple of them for his for his M17.
Yeah, unfortunately, they only work with the M17 and the SMG, and it's just, it's a shitty marker to put a great mag on.
I can't shit on the M17 because I've watched a lot of guys run them, and they usually, those guys know their marker well enough that they don't really go tits up.
The feed neck on them, Paul's right, the feed neck on the Tempest was brutally weak. Not really meant for paintball. There really were more of a less than lethal option for law enforcement for a quick and easy way to load a shitload of pepper balls or something into a drum bag. It's really kind of where that was invented.
That makes sense.
Right? So they're not meant for like dodging and bobbing and weaving. It's meant for stand out in the open in full body armor and shoot rioters. Like that's kind of what they were designed for. So they didn't need to be tough. You know?
Clearly they've never dealt with French rioters then.
No.
Them's tough. Like yeah. You don't want to mess with them.
you fire a pepper ball at one and they throw a brick back at you.
You're goddamn right. You'd never see French. Yeah, and people were. They're like, the French people, they surrender. It's until you try to fuck with them, and then they don't like that.
Everyone seems to forget that the reason the French surrendered was simply because they watched the Blitzkrieg and they didn't want Paris bombed into oblivion. That's why Paris still has all of its old architecture still standing.
Yeah, and that's why most of Germany doesn't.
Don't dive into a bunker with a Tempest. Nope.
What is up with thee? With me, sir? A lot of things are up. You're going to have to go back to the beginning of the episode because we are coming to the end of this fantastic show. And it's the end of the ball game. That's all she wrote.
It is. So next week, we're going to have Heather Brown on from Northern Lights. She's going to be talking about the NXL experience and how, the team lost a lot, but whatever. That's not what we're talking about. What we want to talk about is
we want to hear about
traveling to the NXL, playing at the NXL, experiencing the NXL, seeing what the team was like, what they're going to do in the future, I heard it today. Get better, not bitter.
That's the only way to be, baby.
Right? So I don't know, where did I hear
it? Bitter ain't going to make you play better.
Get better, not bitter. Remember it was today, right? Yeah. So
why are you asking a woman with a 3-day-old child what day it is?
She got 4 hours of sleep last night.
That's not bad.
Actually, I got like 7.
Yeah, but don't forget, when the time comes and she's like, get out of bed, bitch.
So
you right. Just do it. If you can train yourself to wake up at a drop of a pin.
Already golden. There. Already there.
Yeah.
We've been setting an alarm for every 2 hours for the feedings.
The house could be bombed and I wouldn't wake up. You know what, Alpha? It just that you showed up and said hi.
You made the effort.
My night a little bit better. So, hell yeah, baby.
Yeah. I appreciate the effort. I truly do. So, folks, for everyone who found us and came and said hi and watched the show, I really appreciate it. I truly do. Thank you so much. And
you're all sexy. We appreciate you.
You're all beautiful people. You're all beautiful people. So, next week, Heather Brown's coming on. We're going to talk about the NXL and stuff. It's going to be great. I'm excited to hear the stories. I'm sure they've got some great, like, hotel stories. Also, Jennifer Montressor's been in the chat the whole time, apparently. I thought she left.
Oh, yeah, dude. She's been... Nope.
Okay.
I'd love her for listening to us. I tried to... Try to cut it down. She makes me better. And it sounds like I'm making a joke, but I'm not, because I don't curse around my kid most of the time. And I think of her like giving me the look, and that's not even being mean. That's why I love her.
ADN Paintball makes an FS drum bag for the FSC. I'm not interested in a drum bag of First Strike Rounds. I don't have that much money. Maybe when I'm working full time again.
I will find some money, buddy, because I'll put a drum mag on that FSC. Load that sucker with First Strike. Daddy's going.
I mean, a drum.
Excuse
mag.
Me, gentlemen. I'm going to slap. I'm going to clap cheeks now.
I mean, honestly. Oh, that's why I don't use 3D printed. Actually, that was just the glue that let go. That's not even glue. I think it's like heavy duty tape. Anyways, so a foregrip just snapped off. really did. I can fix that though. That's just, you can tell the glue just like let go. So, anyways, a drum mag does belong on this though. Like, right?
I agree.
But yeah, honestly, you know what? I think I kind of like it without the. Maybe, I don't know. I'll play around with it. I'll message the guy that made it and be like, "Yo,
it broke on the show.
It broke on the show. Look at this." But I mean, in Chad's defense, right? This whole thing is 3D printed. Like the whole, like the body of this thing is.
Oh,
right.
That's slick.
And then this Dude. Piece is glued on.
I'm so telling
it's
you,
the glue
you
that
need...
actually, it's the glue
Honestly,
that.
Honestly, I would leave that off. Put that shroud on it that makes it look like Judge Dredd's gun and run it like that. Because that's friggin' sick.
Yeah, but if I put that on it, I can't put the little stock on it. Or can I? Oh. I can!
Yeah, the shroud has nothing to do with the stock. But...
Oh, that's happening. Yep, we're doing that. And then I can do a little Picatinny thingy on the bottom. Boom, problem solved. Also, for the record, in defense of Chad's stuff, the glue let go, not the print. So, yeah. And yes, nightmare. I know, you know, reason 25,789 why I don't use 3D printed anything at paintball. For the record, I didn't think any of this was coming. This just came with the whole kit that I got from Chad. Look at this. Look, nightmare. You got to look at this. Look, look. That's an FSC, right? Body kit on it with a Nemesis barrel and a T-15 Scout, which is one of the parts that I'm very excited to be playing with. I can't wait to try this out. So with the Lapco First Strike barrel on it. And no, it's not a Tipex. It's an FSC there, Marky. So I love how we're getting to the end of the show and we have more people watching than we did when we were at the peak of the show.
Well, then I guess we're just going to have to keep yapping then, aren't we?
I mean, I love nightmares. Like, okay, kind of neat. Also, boom, there's the other 3D printed piece that's going to go on there as soon as I figure out how this piece comes off.
Off camera. Don't break any more shit tonight.
Oh, it's a single screw holding it on. Well, shit, that's easy. Problem solved.
Worm.
Fix that. Yeah. Let's see. A Titman shooting First Strikes will make an FSC look like Elsa from Frozen.
I'll make sure you got better mags than the.
I don't know
how. Fucking True Feeds, because they don't like First Strikes. They tend to.
Yeah.
They go vertical. You got to shave down the end.
A Titman shooting First Strikes will make an FSC look like Elsa from Frozen. I don't understand that function.
I don't either.
No, wasn't Elsa like ended up being a badass at the end of the movie?
I don't know
where he's getting
on that confusing bombshell. This lighter's dead.
Tipex is the best paintball pistol ever made.
I'm not going to disagree.
I'm neither am I. I'm not going to argue with that one. I love the Tipex. But folks, we're out of here. It's been an hour and 6 minutes, and I need to go be a dad. So.
Until my heart just grew like three sizes, right? So let's just call it a night. And like, you can't do better than that.
I know I can't.
He gets to go be a dad,
right? So, folks, thank you so much for hanging out with us. It's been a blast. Thank you for everyone who commented, shared, and liked, and all that jazz. And please, somewhere in the comments, there's a link to a Spotify playlist. If you have songs you want added to the ultimate paintball road trip playlist, yeah, Throw it in there. We're getting everything together. We're trying to make the best podcast or best music playlist we can. But we're done. Mm. We're out of here. It's been fun. Until next week. Cheers.
Doodles.